What did he say?
John McDonnell will defend me against the all charges. This gathering is unexpected, unusual. At one level, yours are my worst nightmare. There's a number of things I've been told not to say. Not to mention Karl Marx, Mao Zedong, or Ember Hodges, so I have it. Also to say thank you very much for all the coverage I've been given in the papers over the last few months. I've kept you going. And I want to thank a number of papers, really. Don't worry, you're not all going to get mentioned. But first of all, I want to say a big thank you for the Daily Mail for over-analysing my Christmas card. I mean, it is a bicycle.
Yeah.
There was snow in it. Yeah. I don't get the bit about the breath blowing the wrong way. I don't understand that bit of analysis. But apparently it's something in my subliminal, which I'm trying to work out. And so the Christmas card is demonstrating our love for the environment, phone boxes, bicycles and snow, and the idea that politics can be a bit of fun and doesn't have to be a presentation of me and any of my family or my cat. I want to thank The Independent particularly, because every time I buy The Independent in the morning, I read it. It tells me what I'm thinking. It's wonderful. They say, Jeremy Corbyn is thinking very deeply about... Wow, I never thought of that before. So can I ask The Independent, is anybody from The Independent here? Can I do a deal with you that around midnight, email me what my thoughts are? So come 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have a reply for you. Is that okay? And I want to say also, in some degree of seriousness, it's been an absolutely, for me, quite fascinating and quite amazing year. As you know, I was absolutely popular choice in the Parliamentary Labour Party to be a candidate for the leadership. And then we had that summer of campaigning. And it did open up something in politics. I think you all recognise that. It opened up the ideas of a lot of people can take part in politics. And I think all of us that are living, existing and breathing around Westminster need to understand there's an awful lot of people out there that think things very differently and also feel that they have a voice that's got to be heard. And so I've tried this crowdsourcing the questions of Prime Minister's Question Time, which is interesting. What's interesting is reading the questions that come in and the ideas that people have got, because my whole view is that political leadership is about leading ideas, but it's also about giving voice to people who wouldn't otherwise be heard. And that's what I'm trying to do. And our media has changed a great deal. The BBC is under threat of the Charter. BBC website is under threat from the Conservatives. And an awful lot of media are very much in a problem over the size of social media and the growth of online media. We surely all understand that. I'm a member of the MUJ. Because I believe in the freedom of speech, because I believe that we've got to support journalists wherever they are around the world and whatever attack they're under. And I believe that we all have a duty to ensure that political debate is fair and open and just and not relying solely on personal attacks on individuals. I don't do personal attacks on anybody. I don't respond to any that are made by me. So, and also, I just let you know, in case there's any broadcast media here, I don't do any interviews whatsoever, ever, never, outside my front door. if you wish to come there, that's absolutely fine. Don't tread on the bulbs in front, they're growing well. Global warming means the bulbs are coming up earlier, so we're doing fine there. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for coming along tonight. Thank you for taking part in our political lives and political process. And I'm enjoying it. I didn't expect to be thrust into being the candidate for leader of the party. And I'm the first ever person, I've got two firsts in my life. One is I'm the first ever MP elected by defeating two sitting MPs in 1983. And the other is I'm the first person ever to go, as I understand it, from the far frozen wastes of the Parliamentary Labour Party backbenches, where only John McDonnell and I dared to go in the past, to my first appearance in the dispatch box being as a leader of the opposition. So it's been an absolutely fascinating journey. And obviously we all learn a great deal along the way. But democracy is about people expressing their views, is about that debate, is about that honesty of debate, and that's what I'm really enjoying. Now, I'm not sure which other newspapers I should refer to at this stage, but I do say a particular thank you to The Sun, because I'm going to have to leave very early at the moment, because I've got to go and do some extra bowing lessons down the road. I don't do these things as they ought to be done. Thanks ever so much.